So do you often find yourself disappointed after big social gatherings with the way that you've eaten? Well, stay tuned. In this episode of Joyful Eating, we're going to look at four ways to help you stop disappointing yourself. And it's easier than you think. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there. So welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 147. So today we're talking about four simple ways to stop disappointing yourself in social eating situations. But before we get to that, the best bite I had this week was we had some friends over for dinner on our neighbors actually on Saturday night because they had looked after our chickens and watered the garden for us while we were away. So we wanted to do something to say thank you. And so we cranked up my Irishman cranked up the wood-fired oven and I bought this beautiful whole ocean trout from the fish shop. And because my friend is a fisherman and he's often sending me fish, so I wanted to do some fish for him. And my Irishman cooked spuds. And then we also cooked some eggplant in the oven and made baba ganoush with that, which such like the smokiness, next level. And I made an asparagus. I roasted some asparagus in the oven. And then also my friends had given me some fresh snow peas. So I chopped them up. And so I had the roast asparagus with the fresh snow peas in a salad with some dill, which was also amazing. And we also, this is like totally not three ingredients, totally not minimalist at all. And I also made this chunky pomegranate salsa. So it's not pomegranate season here. So it cost me a fortune, but I was just in the mood for pomegranate. So just like pomegranate seeds with pomegranate molasses as well and dill, like hits of fresh herbs. And yeah, just like the whole, the combo of the salsa, like the kind of salsa with the trout and the smoky baba ganoush and then the salad, just like out of this world good. We had it with a lovely Riesling. And so yeah, it was really delicious. Anyway, so our plan for today is first I'll share the story behind this episode as always, and then we're going to look at like these four different ways to help you stop disappointing yourself. And I also have a tiny step to help you apply this concept today or tomorrow so that you can actually take something really actionable away from this episode. Okay, so story behind this episode is one of the people in the Naturally Healthy Club, which is my coaching group where I help people change their relationship with food and become joyful eaters who love and enjoy all the food they're eating and also feeling good in their clothes. Anyway, so one of the people had posted, she called it missed opportunity. I'll just read out what she said. So she said, yesterday was a busy day, two big social eating events back to back. I did my daily practice in the morning, but fell apart halfway through the first event. Naturally healthy me stayed at home. The second event wasn't much better. This morning, the data on the scale showed that naturally healthy me did not show up. I was unhappy, disappointed in myself. I had missed an opportunity to trust myself to be naturally healthy in two social eating situations. I also noted my tummy still felt full this morning after yesterday's fails. So many lessons learned and some good reminders, including overeating is never worth it and I really don't need or want to eat a lot of food. Nothing has gone wrong. Today is a new day with some like lots of smiley faces. So that post inspired me. Social situations, like it can be tricky. So, and that feeling of feeling disappointed with ourselves, like it's never good and it's totally optional. So let's look at the ways to like help avoid feeling that disappointment in social situations. So the first way, so there's four things and I'll go through each of them high level and then we'll go into each of them in more depth. So the first way is just deciding to be self-compassionate. So rather than deciding to judge yourself and be disappointed in yourself, you can actually choose how you respond to any situation that you've been in. So that's the first one. I'll go into more in a second. Second one is to set a realistic intention. Third is to choose again in the moment. And then fourth is to look for the lesson, right? Okay, so number one was to decide to be more self-compassionate. This is actually an option that we can choose how we respond to ourselves when we do things that aren't where we want to be. Because the thing is that as a human, there are going to be times where you, in this case, we're talking about eating, but there are always going to be times where you don't do what you want to do and then you regret that at the end. And so we can actually choose in those moments when we're feeling that disappointment or feeling that regret, we can choose whether we want to go down the path of feeling disappointed and beating ourselves up and feeling really negative about ourselves and giving ourselves a hard time, or we can actually choose to be kind to ourselves. Like, of course, there are going to be times when we overeat. Like, this is part of being human, and that's okay. Like, it's not the end of the world. There are going to be times where we drink too much. Like, that's totally fine. Like, we don't have to be these perfect nominees. And so what self-compassion is like, all it is just like, I actually, when I do it, if you're watching the video, you can see I put my hand on my heart and I just say to myself, like, of course you overate yesterday. Like, you know, all that food, all that, like, you know, there were so many things going on. Like, of course that happened. It's okay. Like, you're just human. Like, you don't have to do this perfectly. And I just speak really kindly to myself. And so, and I've actually made that choice and made that decision that whenever I feel any, like, whenever I do anything that disappoints myself, my first response to myself is this kindness, is this self-compassion of, yeah, like, of course you drank too much champagne, Jules. Like, champagne's delicious. Like, it's a highly addictive, alcohol is a highly addictive substance. Like, you know, of course you ate too many brownies. Like, sugar is a highly addictive substance. And just when we do that, like, we instantly, that's like, it's just, we could stop the episode there and that would help you to stop feeling disappointed with yourself. But I've got some those other tips that I want to share, but this is really the crux of it, like being kind to ourselves and feeling that self-compassion. And it's a decision that we can make. It's like, regardless of the circumstances, we can choose that at any moment, which is such good news. So that's the first one. Next one is to set realistic intention. Set a realistic intention. So my client mentioned that she'd done her daily practice. So her daily practice is something that we do in the Naturally Healthy Club. To basically set an intention for the day. And there's a bit more to it, but essentially that's what it is. So what I think is really helpful, particularly if we're going into social situations, is to just think through the day, or in this case, it was two occasions, but maybe if you're going out for dinner, say, think through the dinner and just think to yourself, ask yourself this question, like, how do I want this to go? And like, not from a like perfectionist, like being, you know, goody two shoes, being on your best behavior, like how to realistically, what would feel good to me? Like, and realistically, like what would feel good for me to enjoy myself and also like feel good about myself afterwards. So I get that balance, that best of both worlds. Like, we don't want to be too restrictive of like, oh, I'm only going to eat one canapé and then I'm going to whatever. Like, be realistic. But also, like, how can you have it so you've got like a vision where it's not going to be like, you're not going to be just going into like completely overindulging territory and, you know, knocking back all the champagne and doing tequila shots, like, unless that's what you really want to be doing. Like, be set an intention, but be realistic about it. Like, from this place of self-kindness and self-trust, what's going to feel really good for you in the moment, but what's also going to feel good for you afterwards? So then once we've set that realistic intention, then we're in the moment, we're at the event. And as you're going through the event, like, if you notice that you'd set that intention, say you'd set the intention to have two cupcakes and then you're on your third, right? And you've like hadn't even like made a conscious choice. You're like, oh, all of a sudden I'm having three cupcakes. Then when you notice that, you have a choice in that moment. So you can either choose to just go, oh, what the hell? I've already blown past my intention. I'll just keep going. Or you can choose to go, okay, this is where we're at now. I'm going to choose again. Like, what? How, and then choose again. Like, how do I want this to go now? And you might go, you know what? Actually, this is really good. I'm going to keep going with this cupcake, but I'm not going to have a fourth. Or you might go, actually, you know what? Like, I'm pretty satisfied after those first two. They were really good. This one actually is starting not to taste so good. I'm going to put this aside and I'm going to have some tea or whatever it is. But in those moments, that's where your power is. Like, whenever you notice, hang on, I'm not sticking to my plan here, coaching yourself and choosing again, you can do amazing things when you do that. Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like, when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show. So choosing again in the moment. And sometimes there'll be times where you get to the end of the night and you complete, or the end of the event, and you're like, oh, hang on, I wasn't intentional at all. Like, And that's completely fine as well. Like, this is a skill that we practice. And that's a reason why when I work with people in the Naturally Healthy Club, it's a 6-month program. Like, it's not something that you just like pick up and go with. Like, it's something that you need to practice, but you can do it. And then the fourth thing is, after the event, is to look for the lesson. And so what that looks like is, so regardless of what happened, you've already been self-compassionate because we've decided that from the fourth way. But the first way, I mean, that this fourth thing, and this is what my client did so beautifully, is that she was like, okay, she said so many lessons learned and some good reminders. Like, and that's the thing. It can be actually, oh, that's a reminder of, yeah, actually when I go into a social event and I don't really set an intention, or if I don't coach myself, then what happens is I overeat and then I feel gross and it wasn't really even that enjoyable. Like great. You're learning from that. And then you can think about, okay, that I didn't really enjoy that. Like, what do I want to do differently next time? And just get a little plan for yourself so that you're learning. And so over time, like the more you do this, the more you have those little moments, the easier everything becomes. So looking for the lessons is actually the superpower. And there's this metaphor used in coaching circles around, like, it's like kids learning to walk. It's like every time you fall over and you push yourself up, that's making you stronger. So every time you go into a social situation and you end up not sticking to your plan and you end up overeating, this is just an opportunity for you to push yourself up and then try again. That's our four things. So we choose to be self-compassionate. We set realistic intentions, choose again in the moment, and then look for the lesson. And my bonus tip for you is, I didn't mention the bonus tips, but here we go, some bonus tips. You can use the environment to your advantage. So what I mean by that is setting yourself up for success. If your weakness is cheese, say, like, don't position yourself right next to the cheese platter and spend the whole event like there having to coach yourself or just, you know, overeating cheese. Like, move around and grab some cheese and then move around and circulate. Or when you notice, if you're at a sit-down thing, like if you're at a restaurant, like when you notice that you've had enough to eat, then like one way to use your environment is like just put, and this is what I do, just put my napkin or serviette over the plate to just signify that I've had enough to myself and to everyone else. And like that, just that simple thing of like, because if I've got a plate of food still sitting there, I'm likely to keep, as I'm chatting and like whatever, I'm likely to keep picking. But if I put my serviette over it, like that'll be like, yeah, that's enough to stop. That little habit is enough to stop me picking at it. Or if I'm doing this at home, I'll actually get up from the table and put my plate in the kitchen and then come back to the table with a tea or my drink and continue the conversation there. So yeah, looking for ways to make it easy for yourself to stick to your intention is a really smart thing to do. And another like bonus tip for you is to get into the habit of just, like, even when you're in the midst of a social situation, like, just get into the habit of checking in with, with your body, like, my tummy, how you're feeling, like, or your brain, if you've been drinking, like, how am I feeling? Like, the more you check in and bring that awareness rather than to your physical experience while you're in the social situation, the easier it is to, like, stick to your intentions, because you're like, you'll notice things and you'll be able to coach yourself. And then the other thing that my other bonus tip for you is going into these situations, remembering that this isn't your last supper. This isn't the last, you know, big social amazing event, like food that you're going to experience in your life. There's going to be more. And reminding yourself of that, because it can be tempting, particularly if you've got that history of restriction and not letting yourself eat certain foods. And then you've got the buffet with all this, you know, amazingness. Like that can really drive a lot of overeating. So going into it, reminding yourself, yes, I am going to have good food tomorrow. Yes, I am going to have good food in January. And that can be a really helpful thing to help in the moment coach yourself. Okay. And I promised you a tiny step to take away from this episode. And so the one thing I would really encourage you to start with is just that first step that we mentioned, that first way. Decide now that regardless of what happens forever and always, like, or just experiment with this, that next time something happens where you eat in a way that you're not really proud of or that doesn't feel great, that you're going to be self-compassionate. So in that moment, when you feel disappointed with yourself, you're going to put your hand on your heart and just remember, oh yeah, that's right, Jules said to be self-compassionate. And just remember, okay, yeah, of course I overate. Of course I drank too much. Like,
nothing's gone wrong, and just speak to yourself kindly rather than going into the disappointed, awful voice. And it will really, like, just that one thing can really change how you feel. Okay, I hope you found this helpful. Have a beautiful week, and I will catch you next week. Okay, bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup, 6 Ingredients, 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.